Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, and insurance agency owner. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We always want to appreciate our listeners and show love to everybody that's listening to our weekly broadcast, Unpacking Medicare. Okay, again, this subject matter is just so confusing. It's overwhelming. Don't do it alone. Have an ambassador. Have representation. Definitely give us a call if you have questions or need someone to shop your plan. That's what we're here for. Again, if you're tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number, local, if you're here in the local area, is 850-632-0033. And you can also try us on our toll-free number, 1-800-414-2044. So our main goal every day is helping seniors with their Medicare plan. And so that's reviewing their plan options. And there's many options depending on where you live. Some counties, some areas have as many as 50 to 60 plans to look at. So that is a mess, right? So why would you want to do that alone? We don't charge for our services. It's a complimentary review. Okay, there's no fees to use us. We get paid by the insurance company. That's how we do business. Much like if you used a State Farm or Allstate or Nationwide agent, right? They get paid to place the business. You know, they don't charge a fee. But it's better than that because we're not captive. Captive meaning you only represent one company. We're an independent insurance agency, meaning we can represent all the companies. We have about 30, almost close to 35 different carriers we work with, all the big names like Florida Blue, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, which is AARP, Mutual of Omaha, WellCare, and many, many, many others. So whatever you need help with, you can give us a call. We're happy to assist, okay? A couple things also, we're number one on Google. So if you do any local search here in the Tallahassee area, you know, where I'm located, where I physically live and record the show, we are number one for insurance agencies or anything Medicare related. We've got close to 50 reviews. We're right at 49, hovering at the 50-star review mark, and they're all 5 stars. All my clients rave about me. We do everything ethically and compliantly. We do the right thing for the customer. We're a pleasure to deal with, so we will definitely take good care of you. We're also a member of our local Chamber of Commerce, so I actually just came from our meeting this morning straight to the studio here to record, and we're also a member of the Better Business Bureau. So lastly, I want to kind of make a plug here for we're going to be on TV soon. We just did some production with the Fox 49 affiliate in my local area, and so we will be very soon on the Thursday news, both in the 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. slots. We're going to have what's called a Medicare Minute. So it's a 60-minute little hit piece about Medicare and just kind of giving you some actionable advice, some kind of best practice or tip on how to maximize your Medicare benefits and just good best practices. So tune in for that, and that I will let you know once it's finally cut and going to be airing. So let's just jump right into today's topic. It's episode 33. And it's kind of a controversial one a little bit because I know a lot of seniors use this thing, but it's why you need to stop using GoodRx. So GoodRx is a discount coupon service, essentially. It's a digital coupon that a lot of clients use, and it provides a lot of value to my clients. I've recommended it over the years. It's free to use. There's no cost. It's not insurance, okay? But it is a discount mechanism. And so a lot of people know about this, and we all get solicitations, but GoodRx is one of many. They're not like the only one that does this. They're just the big one. They're the giant. They're like the Walmart of discount coupon services for prescriptions. So what this thing is a card, looks like a prescription drug card. It's not insurance. It's free to use, but you can use it in lieu of insurance. And a lot of people do. And many times the cost that you pay for prescription drugs are cheaper through the GoodRx discount card than they are with insurance, which I know doesn't make any sense. I'll be like, how does this work? but it does. And not all the time is it cheaper, but in many cases it is. So I'm going to kind of talk about GoodRx, what it is, a little bit more and unpack that. In the second segment, when we come back for the break, I'm going to tell you why you should stop using it because of some of the things that have recently, some of the partnerships they've made and some issues with privacy. And so We'll unpack that a little bit later, so stick around for that part here, the second segment. But just to give you a little bit of background, GoodRx is a huge company. They are publicly traded. They bring in hundreds of millions of dollars of revenue. They are profitable. They've kind of teetered back and forth with profitability over the years. But it's a free-to-use program. They have a website. They have a mobile app. And a lot of my clients use this program just to help save money on prescriptions. They're based in Santa Monica, California. And one fact I found, I thought this is kind of interesting, of the 100 most prescribed drugs in the marketplace, GoodRx users paid less than the average insurance copay approximately 37% of the time. So I'll kind of go over that and unpack that a little bit. That means out of all the most commonly prescribed meds, and there's over 3,000 FDA-approved prescription drugs. There's a lot of drugs out there. But reality is there's probably 100 to 200 that make up 90, 95% of what is most commonly prescribed. A lot of your blood pressure meds, cholesterol, acid reflux, sleep medication, thyroid meds, diabetes prescriptions, and there's, you know, within each category, maybe 4 to 6 meds that the doctors all prescribe, right? So there's you can narrow everything kind of like the Pareto principle down to the 80-20 rule. But of these 100 most prescribed drugs, this means that about almost 40% of the time, so over a third of the time, GoodRx is beating prescription drug plans, which is crazy, right? Because you pay for a drug plan. You would think that'd have the cheaper rate, but it's not always like that. This is a really messy topic when you talk about prescription drugs. And seniors, this is a very hot topic because some of these drugs are marked up thousands, sometimes even tens of thousands of percent. There's massive profitability. There's not a lot of transparency with drug costs. And their prices can vary widely from one plan to the next. I've had people go and use their insurance card, and it's like, wow, it's $45 copay. But with GoodRx, it's $12. I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, I don't always understand this either, but it is what it is. So what we generally recommend is a good best practice. When you go to the pharmacy to fill your prescriptions, just ask the pharmacist, hey, I've got GoodRx. I've got my drug insurance card. Can you let me know which one's cheaper? And then use the corresponding card, right? You can't use them together. They don't combine. There's no coordination of benefits. They're independent, separate programs, okay? So you can use either or. But if the GoodRx discount card is cheaper, then you could use that, okay? And there's many other discount cards. I'm going to go over that in a second segment. They're not the only one. There's literally dozens and dozens of these things. They're just the big guy on the block. They're the big one that everyone kind of knows. They run commercials. It's the most notable. But we're going to go over some of the issues recently with some of the partnerships they've made and also privacy violations. And that's what I'm going to uncover in that second segment. I want you to stick around for that because you're going to be basically marketed to, okay, because of the relationships they've formed. I'm not saying it's not a good benefit. I mean, they save you money, right? But they're not the only one that does this. So there's competitors. It's a very simple process. Just stop using GoodRx and use a different drug discount card. One thing I'll say, how do they make money, right? So how is this free program? How can they be profitable? Well, they've got ways to make money. First of all, is they sell technology, their platform. They sell ads, you know, on the banner ads and things within their service. They also have a subscription service. So GoodRx is free, but they also have a paid subscription service for a very nominal fee, $5.99 for individuals and $9.99 for families. You can get what they call a GoodRx Gold membership. So it's kind of like an enhanced GoodRx membership, and the costs through that program are cheaper, probably even more so than what the free users get, right? So you can pay a small fee, and then now you get even further discounts, maybe even more competitive pricing. I have some clients that have done that, or they just use the free version. I will say this. This is an interesting fact. My wife's actually a pharmacist, so she tells me all the time, we don't know why we take GoodRx as a pharmacy because they don't make money. The pharmacies, hand over fist, typically lose money from accepting the GoodRx card because the discount prices they're offering are many times right. There's like no margins or even below cost in some situations. So a lot of the smaller independent retailer pharmacies, you know, the local mom and pops, they don't take it. Now, you will see the big pharmacies take it, like Walmart, Sam's Club, CVS, Walgreens, Costco, Publix, a lot of the big names. And it doesn't work on every drug. I don't like make this sound like it's some kind of panacea where it's, you know, cancel your drug plan because all you need is GoodRx or a discount card. It doesn't work like that. You know, it has its places, right? It's a good benefit, these discount cards, because it's free and they can be cheaper, but not all the time are they cheaper. Remember, I only said 37% of the time they're less on the most commonly prescribed 100 medications. That's not 100% of the time, 37%, right? So that means there's insurance that's cheaper. Also, you can't really, with name brand drugs, you know, these things work really well with generics, the discount cards, but on a name brand prescription, not really going to move the needle there. And if you're on some expensive specialty med, the drug insurance will protect you, because those costs are significantly, could be thousands of dollars a month. A discount card's not really going to help you in that situation. So it's not, you know, it's not a cure-all for all drugs, right? It's just, it has its place, and it can be very impactful. But again, you've got to look at both sides of this. So we're coming up on the break here. When I come back, we're going to go over why I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't use GoodRx and some of the reasons that have come out recently about this. We're going to talk about that and more. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We're back from the break. I want to thank our listeners, you know, once again for tuning in today. Today's episode is why you need to stop using GoodRx. And the first segment, I was kind of going over what GoodRx is if you're not aware of it. Most people do know what it is. It's basically like a coupon, digital coupon service for prescription drugs and saving money on medications. And so they have an app, they have a website, huge company, publicly traded, close to 20 million visitors a month. So it's a big organization. They're the giant in the prescription discount coupon space. And there's other competitors, obviously, but it's, like I said, it's great benefit, saves a lot of money. In some situations, we talked about that stat where 37% of the time of the most 100 prescribed drugs, GoodRx is cheaper than an insurance copay, which is kind of nuts. So that means like almost 4 out of 10 times they're going to beat insurance cost. So certainly it's not 100% of the time, but it has its places. Here's what we're going to talk about today, why I think you should stop using it. And it's because of some of the partnerships they've recently made, as well as some of the privacy violations. So privacy is a big issue today in 2021. You know, Facebook has had some plagues with this, other big websites, social media companies. I mean, we are like, as people, our data is extremely profitable. Having that information, these companies that have it, and the fact that they can sell it, right? Robinhood, the trading app, if you remember, they were in trouble, or at least in some hot water, about selling their users, their folks that participate on their trading. And I'm a user of Robinhood for trading, and I have TD Ameritrade, but they were kind of plagued with that, about selling their data to Citadel and other trading firms so they could get ahead of trade. So, I mean, it's rampant, not just in healthcare. It's in almost every sector. Individuals and our data is basically a commodity. It's sold. It's profit for the companies, right? And I feel like a lot of these big companies kind of get away with doing this, and there's just not much policing of it. It's kind of a slap on the wrist if it happens. But that's what's going on with GoodRx, and I'll kind of unpack that in a second. If you're just tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Every week we deliver 30 minutes of hard-hitting information with Medicare, all things Medicare, Social Security. Today we're talking about GoodRx and prescription drug pricing. So we really cover a lot of variety of topics. And if you have a show topic that you'd like me to cover, you can call or text me anytime, 850-632-0033. Again, it's Justin Colvin, and our website with the Medicare Help Desk, that's my organization, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So again, our main thrust every day is helping seniors navigate Medicare plans. And so if you're pulling your hair out, trying to figure this stuff out, don't. Have us help you, or have someone help you. But you know, our services are free. We don't charge anything to consult with you. We've got over 7 years of experience doing Medicare. I have thousands of clients around the country. We're licensed in about 40 states, okay, and over 30 different insurance companies we work with. So we have a ton of experience, and we're going to do right by you, make sure we can put you in a better situation. If we can't, we'll let you know, and we'll have you stay where you're at. But it's an unbiased opinion, so definitely give us a call if you want us to review your plan. Right now, we're in the annual enrollment period, which lasts till December 7th. This is the busiest time of year for Medicare. I am pulling my hair out. We're getting 20, 30 phone calls a day. It's super busy. And so definitely make sure you schedule with us a consultation or with someone and do whatever you need to do by December 7th, because that new plan will start effective January 1st. So we've got about a little over a month left to review your plan offerings. So anyway, getting back to the program for today. So GoodRx, I want to talk about one of the things that's happened recently. They just partnered with a big company called GoHealth. GoHealth is also publicly traded. Ticker symbol GOCO. GoodRx is GDRX, if you're curious. Both traded on NASDAQ. But these companies have formed a partnership. GoHealth is a large consumer-directed insurance agency. They've done tens of thousands of enrollments, but they use essentially like an online presence, and they run a lot of these TV commercials that you'll see, which are kind of like a lead magnet. And so these commercials you'll see, they're pretty much run incessantly. I have people calling me all the time, all my clients, and they'll ask, what is this all about? You know, they're saying like a free plan and free dental and free vision and a free gym membership and rides to the doctors and hospitals and prescription drugs are included, and they'll even pay me money back, you know, in my Social Security check. How can they do all that? Well, it's legitimate. I mean, these are called Medicare Advantage plans. But they're not telling you the other side of the story. They're just painting a very rosy picture of butterflies and rainbows. You're not hearing the fact that, oh, it's probably an HMO. You may or may not be able to use your same doctors. You are probably going to have a referral to go see a specialist. You'll have out-of-pocket costs on just about everything. And then many of the benefits they advertise may not even be available in your marketplace. And a lot of times they're not, because the ads run all over the country. But you may be in the middle of Nebraska, in a very rural area in the cornfields, and there's no Medicare Part B give-back plans. There's no plans that pay you $140 a month into your Social Security. Now, in Tampa Bay, there are, or Orlando, or Fort Lauderdale, or parts of Atlanta, the big metropolitan areas. But if you're seeing that commercial in some rural market, you're going to call in, and it feels like you're being probably hoodwinked or duped. Well, that's what they do, because it's deceptive advertising. It's not ethical. They're just painting the most rosy picture, and some of these benefits, you have to be on Medicaid to get. If you just have Medicare, okay, not Medicaid, you can't even get these benefits, but you don't know that. It doesn't matter. The whole idea is to get you to call in. It's a sales commercial. It's a marketing plug to get you to call in and to get you to change your plan, okay? Because you're going to talk to a salesperson who's going to be probably not giving you the most ethical and compliant information. In fact, and so GoodRx, just to back up a little second here, GoodRx is partnered with this GoHealth organization who runs a lot of these TV ads, and they do a lot of enrollments. They're a big organization, but they're focused on growth, okay? Like a lot of companies, sales growth, expansion, profitability. That's not in the best interest of you as a consumer. And I want to kind of unpack this. I called one of these TV commercials this past weekend. I was just sitting at the home watching my my daughter, and I was like, you know, let me try calling one of these numbers and just see what it's like as an agent myself, as an independent broker. So I'll tell you, first of all, they refused to give me any plan-specific information until I gave them my Medicare number. Now, I'm 41. I'm not on Medicare, full disclosure, as you know. But my dad is, and so I don't have my dad's Medicare number, I wasn't going to give it to her. But I said, well, can't you at least just tell me what plans you have? She wouldn't give me any specific plan information. She said, unless I have your Medicare number, I don't know what you're eligible for, which is a bold-faced lie, okay? I can go to Medicare.gov, which is the U.S. federal website for Medicare, and guess what it has? All the plans. You just need your zip code. You don't need someone's Medicare number. That is highly unethical, because if they have your Medicare number, my friends, they can change your plan. And that's how I've had seniors call me and say, I don't know what happened to plan you put me on. I'm not on it anymore. I got changed to this other plan. I'm like, well, you obviously had to consent to an enrollment, but maybe they didn't. If they called that commercial and gave them their Medicare number, well, guess what? No, now they got flipped to a plan without even their knowledge. Hopefully that's not happening, but it sounds like it is. And that's extremely unethical and illegal. You can't do that. But GoodRx just inked a deal with GoHealth. And GoHealth runs some of these commercials and has call centers that employ these, deceptive tactics. Do you want to be partnered up with a organization? Because remember, when you use GoodRx, they track everything, right? Your prescription fills, what medications you take. Now, GoodRx is going to have this GoHealth enrollment platform on part of their website. So when you go there, they could even, they could market to you and say, oh, I see you're taking Xarelto. How would you like to pay a cheaper copay for Xarelto with these Medicare Advantage plans? Ta-da! So you're going to get marketed to. It's basically just another way to make the consumers that they're providing this free discount card. Now they have a way to monetize it even further, right, with their partnership with GoHealth, because they're going to try to enroll you into a plan. So you're going to be preyed upon. Why would you want that to happen when there's lots of other companies you can use that have these discount RX cards that are entirely free and don't share your data, okay? The other thing, there was a Consumer Reports website I went to. It's the article. It says that GoodRx saves money but also shares data with Google, Facebook, and other social media organizations. Now, shortly after that article was released, in fairness, they did say they – brought in a new privacy officer, and they started to police their data. But, I mean, only after the article is written. I mean, it just shows you the kind of organization you're dealing with. They're about profit. They're about making money. They're not what's in the best interest of their consumers. So that's what I wanted to kind of cover in this second segment. I want to go over, like, some of the partnerships they have. And, you know, if a company is doing deceptive advertising, which this GoHealth group is part of, I mean, do you really want to be connected with that? I recommend stop using GoodRx, okay? They're not the only one that does this. They're one in a sea of many of discount coupon RX cards, okay? Now, they're the biggest, and they may have some of the biggest discounts, but have you compared others? There's other, and I have partnerships with GlickRx, which is GLIC. And if you want me to provide you that benefit, it's a free benefit. I can just call me and I can help you get set up. I just email and text you a link, has the card, and they do not share data. Okay. They're fully compliant, and it's just discount cards, you know, for the discount medications. It's GlickRx, GLICRX. Others that you could use that are competitors to GoodRx would be Lowest Med. There's CleverRx. There's Single Care. These are some of the big ones, but there's literally dozens and dozens of these organizations. I mean, I get them all the time in mail, like just spam mail. Oh, here's a discount coupon card for prescriptions. So there's many others you can use. Just GoodRx is the biggest. And, you know, some of the partnerships they've made recently is going to put you in a precarious spot as a consumer. So don't be marketed and preyed upon. You can fight back by not using GoodRx. So anyway, that's my plug here for today for that. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We appreciate all our listeners. Thank you. Have a great week. Give us a call if you need help with your plan review. It's 800-414-2044, the Medicare Help Desk. Take care.